That's a good song, Kendall. Thank you. Praise the Lord. What a blessing. Enjoyed that. Hebrews 11, of course, is all about faith. And so it would only make sense. The title of the message this morning would be, What is Faith? And we're not going to go through all of Hebrews 11, but we are going to look at many, many of the verses here and just talk about faith. And I think it'll be a blessing and a help. I hope you'll listen carefully. If you're here today, of course, and you've never trusted Christ as Savior, you're in a great place this morning because you can trust Christ. You can be saved. You can know for sure that your sins are forgiven and that you're going to heaven. And I trust that if you've never made that decision, that today would be the day you would come to Christ. Father, thank you for the Lamb. Thank you for the blood that was shed so that we could be saved. Thank you for all that you do. You're so good to us. And I pray that you'll help our faith to be what it needs to be today, to take the next step that we need to take. And Lord, I pray that you'll show us that today through your word, and you'll speak to our hearts, give us what we need in Jesus' name. Amen. What is faith? Faith is not some magical formula with supernatural elements, not at all. Faith is actually very practical. If you'll turn to Psalm 37, by way of introduction, Psalm 37, I just want to show you a verse here, and a familiar verse, Psalms, the book of Psalms, chapter 37, and verse 5. It says, Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Whatever you've asked for, believing God, trusting God. Now that's where the problem comes in. We sometimes have a hard time with that. Trusting God. It's a little bit hard on us. Look at Psalm 118 and verse 8. Psalm 118, verse 8. We struggle a little bit trusting men, but we do tend to trust men a little easier, sad to say, than God. Psalm 118 and verse 8. The Bible, again, a familiar verse. It says, It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Sad to say, though, often we do seem to trust men a little bit better than we trust God. We struggle a little bit. Proverbs 3 and verse 5, familiar verse. Proverbs 3, 5. Again, all of this by way of introduction. Proverbs 3, 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Notice what he says. And lean not unto thine own understanding. A lot of times we'll quote those verses and just sort of pass over that. But in reality, we often want to trust our own understanding. Well, here's the way I see it. Here's how I understand it. And that's, again, where we get in trouble because we'll trust ourselves, we'll trust other men, but we struggle a little bit trusting God. And that's where faith comes in. Now, the truth is, the truth of the matter is, faith is only as good as the object of faith. Certainly, if you trust in an old rickety bridge and you say, you know what, I think that'll hold me. I think that bridge will, it'll take care of my weight. I think I can trust that bridge, and it's all tore up and rickety and everything, and you walk across because you have great faith and you fall in the water, then again, faith is only as good as the object of faith. I think of the illustration of you ever drive in the mountains or in hills or something, and there's this big semi in front of you, and you get on a curve, and he's going real slow because he's going up the mountain or up the hill. And he's had to slow down a lot. And there's nothing. I mean, you cannot see ahead. You can't see because it's a windy road and it's going up and there's a semi in front of you. And you can't see anything. And all of a sudden, this big old hairy arm comes out of the window and goes like this. You know, how many of you know what I'm talking about? I mean, you've been there. And there, you know, here's this big old hairy arm out there. Way to go, D. Good job. And this big old, well, not the hairy arm part, but anyway, the waving part. And that's your life right there, all right? I mean, that is your whole life right there, trusting in that hairy arm. Now, try to imagine you, you were just at a truck stop before that truck pulled out, and you saw that guy, and he had death written across, you know, tattooed on his forehead. Oh, man, that's kind of a scary thing, isn't it? Now, again, you know, and many times I have trusted in that hairy arm out there and gone ahead because, you know, he's in a semi, he can see. But what if he's one of these people that just enjoys seeing accidents? You just never know. But faith is only as good as the object of faith. And as you read your Bible, you find out that God is one you can always trust. He is one that you can, and by the way, as you walk with God, and the longer you walk with God, the more you find out, I can trust God. In all things, faith in God never, ever fails. Faith in people, that fails. Faith in money, we know that fails. You're counting on your IRA, don't count too much. You're counting on Social Security, I don't know about that. Oh, you know, the government's going to take care of all my health care. But faith in people fails, faith in money fails, faith in a position, that fails. But faith in God, you can always count on it. You can count on it every time. So what is faith? What is faith? Number one, faith is precious. Look at 2 Peter 1 and verse 1. Faith is precious. 2 Peter 1:1, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained. Notice what it says, like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. It is precious. Colossians 2 verse 6 is a verse that I love to use often. Colossians 2 and verse 6 says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. I mean, for a Christian, faith is precious. It is essential. You've got to have it. There is no way around it. Somebody says, you know, I'm just not getting a whole lot out of my Christianity. I would say probably you are not exercising. You are not having faith. You're not, oh yes, you've trusted Christ as Savior and you ask Him into your heart, but then that's where it stopped. You didn't have faith enough to get baptized. You don't have faith enough to go to church. You say, well, that takes faith. Sure it does. Everything in the Christian life revolves around that thing called faith. It is precious. We've got to have it. Without faith, obviously, our Christianity is dead. Well, you say, that might explain why my Christianity seems to be dead. Well, with it, there is nothing needful. Nothing's impossible. Everything is possible. Now, I want you to think about that as far as the Christian life. No wonder so many are gloomy because they've not really understood faith and how precious it really is. I mean, faith is, to be honest with you, this morning, you know, maybe you everything's gloomy and everything's looking bad, but the truth of the matter is you could wake up and say, praise God, another day. I mean, this is the day the Lord has made. Again, how do you know that, preacher? By faith. Sun came up by faith, amen. I know that it's God that did that. And again, without faith, your life cannot amount to anything for God. It is the hand that grasps the promises of God. It's how I can stand up behind a pulpit today and say, hey, thus saith the Lord, this is God's word. God said it, and you can count on it. How do you know that? By faith. By faith. It's how Mark Letson got in front of his Sunday school class today and taught the Word of God. Tim Cook did the same thing. The Letsons went to the campus and taught young people and said, hey, here's the Word of God. This is what God said. And if you'll do this, God is going to take care of you. He's going to bless you. Well, how do you know that, sir? Well, I believe it by faith. By faith, amen. It is precious. We have to have it. And honestly, when you think about all the promises of God, your life could be so exciting if you just get a hold of or let faith get a hold of you, amen, and you would just believe Him. Honestly, the whole book is open to you if you will believe what He said. There is nothing that is impossible for the Christian by faith. Through faith, we're saved. Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. Turn with me here real quick. By faith we are saved. I mean, it all starts there. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You could not work your way into heaven. You could not do enough work to establish the fact that you should be saved. It is not possible, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's by faith. I called upon the Lord at the age of 17 by faith and trusted Him as my Savior by faith. Not by works, not by anything else, not by my membership in a church, not by my getting sprinkled as a little baby. No, it was totally by saying, you know what? I believe God. God said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, I'm going to call on the Lord. How did you do it? By faith. By faith. Hey, today, if you're saved, you're saved by faith. You are not saved by anything else. You're not saved. Oh, I joined the church. That's not going to save you. Oh, I did a lot of good things last week. That's not going to save you. By faith today, through faith, we are saved. We trust Christ. By faith, we're sanctified. We're set apart for God. In Acts chapter 26, it talks about that. Romans 1, verse 17. Look at Romans 1 and verse 17. Again, we'll go back to this verse another time, but I want to show you this. Romans 1 and verse 17, the Bible says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. And it's written, notice what, the just shall live by faith. We live, everything we do is by faith. As a Christian, you know why you're miserable today? Is because everything you do is by sight. And how we're supposed to live is by faith. That's why you don't come to the altar. That's why you don't make decisions. That's why you don't let God speak to your heart in a service, because you just struggle with that thing. Well, do I believe God or not? Do I believe Him or not? Am I smarter than God? Because here's what I think I need to do. Or do I trust God and do what I believe God wants me to do? You know, how many kids are going off to Bible college and they're saying, you know, I believe this is what God wants me to do. I've counseled with several in the last few months, and now here they go, boy. You know, and some of them are already there. And it was a matter of saying, you know, well, here's what I want to do, but here's what I think God wants me to do. How are you going to do what God wants you to do? There's only one way. There's only one way, and it's going to be by faith. It's not going to be by calculation. It's not going to be by counsel. Though we're supposed to seek counsel, ultimately, what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to take the step by faith. Totally by faith. It is how we live. Amen. As a Christian, it's how we live. It is how we stand. Romans 11 and verse 20. That's why I say it's precious. Romans 11 and verse 20. It is how we stand. The Bible says, well, because of unbelief, they were broken off. And thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. How do you stand? How do you stand for Christ? What if things become like we think they could become? Where Christians are persecuted like they are in other countries. Oh, we haven't seen anything yet. Somebody might make fun of you because you went to church. Somebody might make fun of you in a public school because you carry a Bible. Hey, I'm talking about real persecution. How will you stand? By faith. That's the only way you'll stand. You'll stand by faith. How will you stand? How will you stand if they tell you can't pray, or you're going to, if you pray, you're going to get thrown in a lion's den? How will you stand? How will you stand if they say, hey, you can't, you have to bow down to our gods, or we're going to throw you in a fiery furnace? How would you stand? By faith. I know, we live in such a, again, it's a simple thing compared to Old Testament saints and New Testament saints, where they had to really stand. We have a hard time with they made fun of me. I knocked on their door and they slammed the door and called me a name. I'm not going anymore. We're weenies. How are you going to, hey, look, if you have to stand for Christ, how would you stand? It's precious because by faith. People do stand by faith. We walk by faith, 2 Corinthians 5, 7. We wait by faith, Galatians 5, 5. I mean, honestly, all we do, everything about it, it is precious, precious, precious as the blood that flows through your veins. It is precious faith. We've got to have it. Got to have it. That's why, we come to church and some folks, it just doesn't register that, hey, somewhere along the line, you better believe God. You got saved, now live by faith. Believe Him by faith. Hey, listen to me. Everything in your life, it should revolve around that word. Faith. What is faith? Faith is precious. Number two, what is faith? Faith is personal. It is personal. Oh, listen to me. One of the most frustrating things in all the world, as a parent, as a leader, as a pastor, I wish I could just believe for everybody. Now again, you'd get cheated. But it works sometimes. Oh, if I could just believe for you. Preacher, I need to make this decision. I just can't do it. And I know what's right, but I just can't do it. Oh, I want to shake you and say, yes, you can do it. And if I could just do it for you. How many parents feel that way sometimes? Oh, if I could just do it for them. You know? Yeah, but it's personal. You can't believe for somebody else. You can't do it. Each of us needs to believe. That's, you know, for by grace are you saved through faith. You, ye, your faith. Yeah, you have to believe. That's why you can't get saved for somebody else. You can't get baptized for somebody else. Somebody says, well, you know, I'm saved, but I don't want to get baptized because people might see me with my hair wet. I got something worse than that. They might see you without hair. I remember when I got saved, I was a long-haired hippie, and the preacher said I needed to get baptized, and I said, oh, but will my hair get wet? And he just looked at me like, you're stupid. Now, preachers never say that to anybody, but I know they think it. You say, how do you know? Well, I just know they do. But I, you know, to be honest, I mean, you know, he said, well, you have a church, you could wear one of those shower caps. I said, nay, bro. No shower cap, not for this guy. And so you say, what'd you do? My hair got wet. And I dried it and brushed it. It looked real pretty. But listen, you know, the thing is, though, you say, well, I'd get baptized. I wish I could get baptized for you. I really do. I wish I could, but I can't do that. I can't do that. You have to have faith to do it. I wish I could make that decision for you. I wish I could do that for you because I know God. And I know what He can do. And I know what He will do if you'll just trust Him. Oh, it happens all the time. Folks come in, financial problems, all these woes and different things. And hey, listen to me. It's okay. God will take care of you. Just trust Him. Number one, tithe. Number two, give. God's going to meet your need. He's going to take care of you. You're going to have a lot of fun in it. And they just say, I don't know about that. You know, oh, listen to me. I wish I could do it for you. Tim says, go ahead, preacher, tithe for everybody. I can't do that. But hey, you know what? It is a personal thing. You have to step out by faith. Nobody can do it for you. We can't step out for you. I like it. Verse 3 of Hebrews 11. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. What's that mean? That means I didn't see the worlds framed, but I believe it. By the way, Darwin didn't see the worlds framed either. But anyway, by faith we understand, or through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the Word of God so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Well, then how can they be seen? They're seen through the eyes of faith. Through the eyes of faith, I see God speak, and there's an ocean. You say, well, you can't just have water hanging in the air. I don't know. He's doing pretty well with the sun just hanging in the air. If you can have fire hanging in the air, I guess water can hang in the air, can't it? By the way, you ever seen a pipeline going to the sun that keeps it burning? Yeah, thank you. Thank you for being honest. I don't know that there is one. I wonder what Darwin would say about that. But anyway, my point is, it's all faith. It's faith. Everything is individual, personally. I've got to believe that. Now, you know, I preach trying to help people to understand. We have Sunday school class trying to teach so you can understand. But ultimately, it comes down to believing it by faith. By faith. Personally believing it. Notice what it says Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Substance is a title deed. It's like having a title to your car. And somebody says, you own that car? And you tell them, yes, I do. And they say, I don't believe you. And you show them the title. There it is. I own the car. Or the bank owns the car. But anyway, the title. And faith is that title of the things I hope for. It's the proof. Notice what it says, the evidence or the proof. It's a guarantee of those things that I have put my faith in. It's a guarantee of it. It's going to happen, no doubt about it. And it is the evidence of things I can't see. I can't see. Well, then how do you know? By faith. By faith. And it keeps me going. That's why some of you look like you stopped. Yeah. Seriously, you ever see that look? I mean, seriously, honestly, look at the most of the world today. It's like, the end is near.
we're doomed.
No, we're not. Everything's good. It's all good. Amen. I'm excited about what God's doing. But again, how could you be excited by faith? Personal. 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 You need to believe God. And ultimately, that's what it's all about. And you know what? Here's the thing that I get excited about. Notice verse 6, and I know we're jumping all around, and I got to hurry. Verse 6, I got to get you out of here by 2. But without faith, some of you, the air came out of the room. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. It is impossible to please Him. God blesses your faith because faith glorifies Him. Your faith glorifies God. You know, God looks down. God says, hey, look down there at that person. Look at them trusting me. Look, they believe me. Look, they have faith in me. Hey, I told them this and they believe it and they're living that way. And God says, wow. He says, that pleases me. That pleases me, God says. And you know, here we are. We hang our heads and we just can't believe Him. But you need to believe Him today. Individually, personally, faith, it's between you and God. You know, if you really were talking to God, would you look Him in the eyes and say, God, I don't believe you. I just don't believe you. God, I'm not going forward because I just don't believe you. I'm not going to get right with you because I don't believe. John 1:9. 1 John 1:9. God, I cannot believe you that you're going to meet all my needs. You said you'd supply my needs, but God, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. Really, if we'd be honest at invitation time, what we ought to do is just look up and say, hey, God, I don't believe you. That's why I don't trust you. That's why I don't lay it on the altar of God, because I don't believe you. That's why I don't tell the neighbors about you. I don't believe you. That's why I don't tell people at work, and that's why I don't rejoice at work. That's why I don't witness at work. That's why I don't give out tracts. I just don't believe you. Faith is precious. Number 2, faith is personal. Number 3, faith is progressive. Boy, this is so true. Faith, it has to be exercised. We have to, there's different levels of faith. In the Bible, there's no faith. There's little faith. There's, oh ye of great, of little faith. There's great faith. There's just faith. There's all kinds of levels of faith. Why is that? Because faith, it's like a muscle. You have to exercise it. It's going to grow as you use it. Amen? Romans 10:17, faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. And as we hear the Word of God, we exercise. Dr. Brown's got me doing some exercises. And what a pain. It really is. And I've got all these different exercises I have to do. But you know, the more I do those exercises, now when I first started those exercises, I thought I was going to die. I was moving things that hadn't moved in a long time. Honestly. You know what I'm talking about? Muscles that you just forgot. And so now some of those areas aren't so bad. Why? Because of exercise. Isn't it amazing the things we used to be afraid to trust God with? It's like I look back at that first time God spoke to my heart about tithing, and the preacher, not only did God speak to my heart, the preacher spoke to my ears. You know what I'm talking about? And I sat over here and I heard this preaching about tithing, and I sat down. And I calculated that 10% thing. And I got scared. I'll be honest with you. I was terrified. There just wasn't any way. And at that time, I was working at RCA. My wife was working at the Chamber of Commerce. And we were making big bucks. Seems like we were making about, between us, $350 a week. Back then, that's a lot of money. And we were excited about that. And so I calculated that thing out, and it was $35. And I thought, how in the world can we live without that $35? Now, you know, to me, that's hilarious today. That is just hilarious today. But then I trembled as I put that check in the offering plate. It was one of those deals where, you know, you put it in the plate and you start to hand the plate and you hold on. Do you experience that? Ever have somebody sitting by you, they held on to the plate? And you can see the sweat pouring and the tears running and the whole bit. That was me. And literally, I watched that plate as it went, and I thought, you know, when it comes back this way, I'm going to reach back and get that thing out of there. And honestly, I watched the plate, and I watched it, and I watched it as it kept going down the rows. I was terrified. Now, to me, somebody's sitting here saying, that just happened to me. Yeah, I know. And, you know, honestly, now that's hilarious. You know why? Because that faith has grown. My faith has grown in that area. It's not even, and it's been many, many years, it's not even thought about. And 10% was long, long time ago. Now, I don't say that to, I'm just telling you, those kind of things are long, long gone because the faith has grown. Romans 1, verse 17. Look at Romans, back to Romans 1 and verse 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed. Notice how it's revealed from faith to faith. From that little teeny faith to a little bigger faith to a little bigger faith to a little bigger faith. Why? Because you're growing. You know, folks who never grow in the Lord, the whole area of growth is they're not trusting God. They're not learning to trust God. That's why it's so important with our little children that they learn to trust God. They learn to give those prayer requests. That's why I've never had a problem with a child saying, pray for my dog. Pray for the dog. We've prayed for turtles. I can't believe it, and I hate to even confess this morning, but I've actually prayed for people's cats. I prayed with my fingers crossed. No, just kidding. But, oh God, have thy will done with Fifi. And Lord, I know your will, if it's my will. Anyway, but again, you know, it's wow, God did that. Wow, God did that. Wow, God did. I trusted God with this, and I trusted God with this, and I trusted God with this, and I trusted God with this. And as you trust God, your faith, the righteousness of God is revealed to you as you grow in the Lord. And that's what everybody needs to do. Faith is progressive. You know, somebody is on their deathbed, and I remember as a new preacher, when I was just a young Christian even, and the first person I visited in a nursing home, this little sweet little old lady, she says to me, I'm going to pray and ask God to heal her and help her get better. The doctors had said she didn't have long to live, and she looked at me, first thing she said was, preacher, she said, I'm going to go to heaven, be with Jesus. I'm thinking, you need to pray for me, honey. I don't need to pray for you. You say, well, I'm telling you, she just was, it was almost like she looked right past me and saw heaven. I did not understand that. You know what? The more I walk with God, I'm starting to understand that a little bit. I did not understand that then. I could not grant. In fact, I talked to her a little while. I prayed for her and didn't ask God to heal her or anything like that because, hey, that lady, she understood what faith really is. I remember telling my wife, I said, I met a lady who really believes that she's going to heaven soon. And I thought, don't I believe that? That I'm going to heaven? I'm supposed to believe that too. I'm a preacher. I'm supposed to believe like, and it just was tough on me. I'm just telling you, you have got to grow. Your faith has to grow. And if you never take that little teeny step, you're never going to take the big step. It's not possible. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. When we're fed the Word of God, growth will happen. Growth will happen. The more you exercise, the more you run, for example, the easier it is, the more natural it is. The more you use faith and the more you trust God, it becomes more natural so that it's how you live. That's how we're supposed to be, folks. We're not supposed to be walking around here terrified of everything that's going on. We're not supposed to be afraid of different things that are happening. I'm just saying, we're supposed to be growing so that we trust God and believe God with everything. Faith, like love, will not be driven or forced. You're not going to force faith. trying to believe. No, no, no. It has to grow in you. It has to become a part of you. I'll try. That's like telling a little baby they need to be 6'5" so that they can play on our basketball team. They just can't become that. I've been praying for several of our guys to become 6'5", but it just doesn't happen. Yeah, faith to faith, little to great, great to greater. That's how the faith is supposed to be. Faith is progressive. Number one, faith is precious. Number two, faith is personal. Number three, faith is progressive. And then number four, faith is powerful. And I wish I could convince you of this today. Honestly, I wish everybody would get this today. It is so powerful. You know, faith is a grain of a mustard seed, and you can move mountains. That's teeny. And mountains move. But you say, I haven't had any mountains move. Wow, I wonder how small your faith is. Whew, because faith is powerful. 1 John chapter 5, 1 John 5. And then we'll go to Hebrews and we will be done after we go to Hebrews for a few minutes. Somebody says, yes! 1 John 5. Now, the thing is, you didn't come to get out. You came to get something. 1 John 5 and verse 1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Notice, believeth. And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Notice, all of that requires faith. How are you going to keep his commandments? Well, you're going to keep his commandments by faith. Amen. And how am I going to love God? I'm going to love God by faith. Because everything is about faith. Well, and if you love God, Bible says his commandments are not grievous. Well, you can't love God if you don't believe in God. You can't love God if you don't believe God. Hello? Well, so how am I going to... Your faith is going to have to grow so that you love God more and more and more and more, and you believe him more and more. Pretty soon his commandments are not grievous. I remember some of his commandments scared me to death when I first got saved. Terrified at those commandments. I had no clue how anyone could live that kind of a life. Go to church Sunday night? I understood Sunday morning. I mean, I we were Methodists. We went Christmas and Easter. I can understand going some Sunday mornings, but then I found out these weird Baptists went on Sunday nights too. Then I found out they had a Bible study in the middle of the week. That ruins everything. First thing I did was look at the TV schedule and see what I was going to miss. Honestly. But wait a minute. His commandments, not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. His commandments, well, now, that's no big deal. Never think about it. Don't ever think about whether I go to church or not. It's automatic. Vacation's automatic. First thing we do is find a church. Hello? It's automatic. And they're not grievous. It's not like, oh, I got to do this. I can't believe I have to do this. Oh, I have to tithe. Oh. Yeah. But again, that doesn't happen overnight. That happens as we have faith. And it's so powerful because how in the world did that happen? How did that? How did his commandments become not grievous to me? In fact, I love it. Yeah. How'd that happen? Well, it's because faith is powerful. Now, go back to, wait a minute, let me finish reading this. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. You see that? And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? And again, there's that word believeth. There's the word overcomer, and that's what I want to be. Faith grabs the mightiest weapon that the world's ever known, that is the Word of God, and says, okay, devil, I'll fight you. I've got my sword. And here's the promises of God, and come on, devil, give it all you got. That's what Jesus did in Matthew 4. Tempted of the devil 3 times. The devil tempted him 3 times. Jesus said, it is written. And he took the Word of God and he yielded the Word of God, as you and I need to take the Word of God and yield the Word of God as our sword and say, thus saith the Lord. And I'm telling you, it's powerful. It is powerful. Let's go through Hebrews 11 here real quick. First of all, it's powerful. Kind of like Abel in Hebrews 11:4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Here we see faith to worship. Worship. I was thinking about as the choir was singing, worship. Well, it's a good song. I love that. And do you know that without blood, as Kendall sang about the lamb shedding his blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission, and without the shedding of blood, there is no worship. Well, how do you know? By faith. Yeah, it's all by faith. Abel had that kind of faith. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. There are people all over this world today trying to talk to a God they have no clue about. Why? Because they used the method of Cain instead of the method of Abel, which was the method of God, and that is going through the blood. And if you don't go through the blood, there is no worship. Well, how do you know? By faith, that's how I know. By faith, Abel took his lamb and he offered that lamb and shed the blood of that lamb as a sacrifice so that he could say, God, I love you. I love you. He could worship, faith to worship. Hey, you know, maybe the reason you can't worship God today is because you've not gone through the blood of Jesus Christ. Maybe you've tried church membership. Maybe you tried baptism. Maybe you tried good works. Maybe you tried joining some kind of a club or something like that. Hey, you need the blood. By faith, come to Jesus who died on the cross and shed his blood for you. Faith to worship. Then we have Enoch in verse 5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. And the Bible says in the book of Genesis that Enoch walked with God. Faith to walk. I mean, you talk about powerful. Hey, I walk with God. I can walk with God. You can walk with God. I can't think of anything more powerful than that. Oh, you know, I'm afraid of what's going on around me. That's all right. God's here. I can walk with him. Well, how do you know? By faith. You talk about power, faith to worship, faith to walk. How about Noah? In verse 7 it says, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Oh, here we see the power of faith and faith to work. I mean, to work. Noah did an unbelievable thing when he goes out and builds that ark. He says there's going to be a flood, and the people say, what's that? He said it's going to rain. They said, what's that? He said, well, what's out here in the lake is going to cover the whole earth. And the people said, you're nuts. But he worked, and he built his ark, just like God said. Exactly. And there stood that big old ark in his yard. Well, in several yards. Amen. And there's the ark. And everybody saw that ark. They saw his work. It's kind of like your bus route. Amen? Kind of like your Sunday school class. Amen? You know, it's kind of like a work you do for God. There it stands. That which the Bible says, by it, it condemned the world. You suppose they like that? Yeah, there's that nut Noah out there building on his boat again. Yeah, boy, faith to work. They think you're nuts when you go on a bus route and waste your Saturday visiting little kids. Your neighbors think you're nuts because you go to church on Sunday, teach a Sunday school class. They think that's crazy. Huh? Yeah. Faith to work. You know, how powerful is that? The work. You know, if you ever just kind of looked around, it's a miracle. A miracle that there are buses out there. A miracle. The playground, the parking lot, the buildings. It's all a miracle. Faith to work and to do the work. Amen. Just like Noah. Oh, how about Abraham in verse 8? Faith to be willing. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whither he went. Hey, you talk about faith. Faith. Abraham had it made where he was. God said, I want you to go. And so he did. Faith to be willing. That's what Berean Baptist Church is all about. It's all about people that are willing. It's all about people that say, hey, you know what? If God speaks to me, I'll do it. Happens every offering. Somebody is willing to do whatever God said to do. Special offerings, love offerings. We always have good love offerings. What is it? It's about God speaking to someone's heart and somebody saying, I'm willing. That's what the bus ministry is about. That's what the working in the nursery is about. Just folks that say, hey, I'm willing. There's power in that willingness. But it's all about faith. Why would you do that? Why would you go to Bible college? Why would you go be a missionary? Boy, how many have come out of here serving the Lord? Why would you do that? There's more money here. There's more money there. There's more money doing that. Faith. And there's power in that willingness. Teenagers, there's power in saying, God, I'll do whatever you want me to do. There's power in it. I've testified, my wife and I met 35 years ago. There's power in saying, God, I just want what you want. There's power in marrying the right person, I guarantee. And there's a lot of weakness and sorrow and pain in marrying the wrong one. There is power in that decision, power in trusting God. And the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And he says, step, and he says, step, and he says, turn, and he says, step, and he says, step, and he says, step. And you just listen to his voice and you're willing. Sometimes the step isn't too exciting the way it looks like it's going, but all things work together for good. And you've got to take that step. And it's by faith. Faith to be willing. God, I want to be willing. Every service you ought to come and you ought to say, God, make me willing to do whatever it is that you want me to do. If it's to get on the altar and pray about a decision, if it's to confess a sin, whatever it is, God, make me willing to do it. Make me willing. How about Sarah? Sarah, the Bible says that through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age. I guess she was, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Faith to wait. Oh, there's power in waiting. There's power in waiting. I'm telling you. You know, we want everything right now. We're that kind of society. Fast food, I mean, McDonald's, they've got two places on the, two drive-in spots on the, whatever that is, the south side McDonald's, and it's always full. They got one on the north side, and it's always full, and that's because everybody's in a hurry. I want it now. Well, we've got, what's that called, our internet high speed here at the church? Isn't that the high speed one? You know, we used to have, everybody had dial-up, and it went, I can't even make the noise anymore. It's been so long. And but now, I mean, any little glitch, I click, I expect it now. Hey! Computer, go! I don't do this. I've seen other people. Larry Johns does this with the mouse. Don't you, Larry? As if that's going to make it go. That's what's funny about it, because we get, you know, he does that. I say, go! Go! What are you waiting on? Dumb computer. But they are dumb. But we're in such a hurry. It's an art. Are you listening? To wait on God. It's an art to wait. Some of you are in deep trouble right now because you didn't wait on God. Some of us, because we just don't wait on God. Sarah did. And God blessed her. How was she able to do that, by the way? The Bible says it was through faith. If it was worth praying for the first time, isn't it worth praying for the second time, third time, fourth time, fifth time, and waiting on it? It was many years after I got saved and started praying for my dad to get saved. It was many years before he got saved. It was several years before my mom got saved. Are you listening? Now, they're both in heaven today. But I'm going to tell you, that wait is kind of tough. But you can wait through faith. Faith to worship, faith to walk, faith to work, faith to be willing, faith to wait, faith to be wise, like Isaac. Isaac blessed Jacob, verse 20, and Esau concerning things to come. Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. Wisdom by faith. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He could have played with all the fun, exciting toys in Pharaoh's court. He could have played on Pharaoh University football team. But you know what the Bible says? Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Hey, it worked out pretty well for Moses, didn't it? Yeah. Amen. Faith to be wise. Do you understand? We're the only ones that can have godly wisdom. Christians. Hello? Now, there's a worldly wisdom, but we're the only ones that can have godly wisdom. Like Solomon? Yeah, faith. But it's all by faith. Rahab, verse 31, by faith the harlot Rahab perished, not with them that believe not, when she had received the spies with peace. There's wisdom there. Yeah, amen. Yeah, the harlot, she didn't perish. Why? Because she believed God. Faith to worship, to walk, to work. Faith to be willing, to wait, to be wise. Faith to war. Joshua, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down. You know, battle after battle is going on right here in this room. People's lives. Faith, we see some, we are in some serious wars, and we need some walls to fall down. How do you keep fighting the battle, preacher? By faith. By faith. Many have quit. And then faith to win. Faith to win. The list goes on and on and on. Gideon, David, Joshua, victory after victory. Verse 32, what shall I more say, for the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, of David also, Samuel, the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, and on, faith to win. Let me just close with this thought. Verse 2 said this, for by it, by what? By faith, the elders obtained a good report. Circle those words, good report. Notice verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises. What? What a bad deal. Wait a minute. They held on to the promises of God, but they didn't get to see it? Huh. Isn't that something? Well, wait a minute. But having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them and embraced them, and confess something. Notice what they confessed. They were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. You mean, by faith they saw there was something else. Yeah. Yeah, and verse 2 said there's a good report. And then we close with verse 39. These all, having obtained, there it is again, a good report through faith, received not the promise. What? There it says it again. Oh, you know why? Because the promise was yet to come. Why? Because they were searching for a city. I preached about that with the shepherds last week. We had a fun time. Yeah, heaven. And that's where that good report is going to matter more than anything in this world. Now, I'm having a good time right here on the way. But one of these days, I want there to be a good report about me. What's it going to say? He believed God. He trusted God. He did what God said. Rewards in heaven are far better than anything here on this earth. Good report. How would your report card be on that line called faith? How would it be? Have you taken the next step? I mean, you trusted Christ. You got saved. Praise God. Amen. But did you get baptized? Have you joined the church? Have you started tithing, giving? Have you started making decisions all the time? Have you started trusting the Lord with every part of your life by faith? That's that good report. Hebrews 11, they died. They didn't receive the promise, but they have now. Amen. And that good report is so important. Let's bow our heads, please. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I wonder how many here would say, "Preacher, I've never trusted Jesus as my Savior. If I died right now, I do not know if I'm going to heaven. I am not sure that I'm saved. Please pray for me." Anyone like that? Pray for me. I do not know whether I'm saved. I've never made that decision. I've never trusted Christ as my Savior. Anyone? You say, "Pray for me. I'm not sure if I'm saved." How many Christians would say, "Preacher, I am saved. I'm already a Christian. God has spoken to my heart about something today. Please pray for me as a Christian." Raise your hand all over. Just slip it up. "God's speaking to my heart as a Christian. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you." Several folks. Others, "Pray for me as a Christian. God's speaking to my heart about something today." Father, help us to have the faith to make the decisions, to do what you want us to do. And Lord, I pray that we'll see how powerful your faith is in our lives as we exercise it today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's all stand. Turn to 149, Trusting Jesus. Good song for an invitation. Trusting Jesus today. If you have a decision to make, as we sing on the first verse, you come.
Simply trust in every day, trusting through a stormy way. Even when my faith is small, trust in Jesus, that is all. Trust in as the moments fly, trust in as the days go by, trust in Him whatever befall. Trust in Jesus, that is all. Brightly doth His Spirit shine into this poor heart of mine. While He leads, I cannot fall. Trust in Jesus, that is all. Sifting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trust in Him, whatever befall. Trust in Jesus, that is all.
Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. The instruments continue to play. If you have a decision to make, there's still time to come. Often I'll have somebody come and say, "It's just so hard to do right." You cannot do right unless you have faith. You have to trust God to do right. That's why decisions are so important. Step out by faith. Well, I think God's speaking to my heart about then get on the altar. Get alone in your study. Talk to Him. And say, "God, I surrender. I think you're..." Isn't that what Samuel did? Well, I think I hear God. Okay, then yield to God. Instead of pushing it off. Instead of trying to go some other way. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Any others need to come? Still time. Thank you. Amen. Look up this way, please. We have Robert and Faith McLaughlin and their family. They have come this morning to join the church. They want to move their letter from the Community Baptist Church in Port Huron. And, of course, good friends of ours there at the Community Baptist Church. So all in favor, let it be known with a good hearty amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Robert and Faith, if you'd like to go out in the foyer there and just kind of, Kathy, maybe you can help them kind of form a line there. You can have your family join you. And I'd like all our members to make sure and welcome them into the fellowship of our church. They do live in Tecumseh and came last week, first time. So it's good to have the McLaughlins here and praise the Lord for that. All right, 4:30 ensemble practice, 5 o'clock choir, children's choirs, teens, as well as our men's prayer time, ladies' prayer time. 6 o'clock, of course, our evening service tonight. Again, we will be having the Lord's Supper, so keep that in mind if you would, please. Amen. Brother Don, would you close in prayer, please?
Father, we do thank you that we don't, like so many out there in the world, believe that there's a blind faith, but that you've given us evidence in your word of the faith of those before us, examples trusting and you working in our lives. And Father, we thank you for the precious faith that we can gain through daily walking with you. Faith to, yes, walk and to work and to be willing to wait on you, to be wise, receive your wisdom, to fight the battles that we fight on a daily basis and to win. Father, we thank you for your precious faith, for your powerful faith, for your progressive faith. We ask that you would help us to demonstrate that faith to those around us this week. Guide us and direct us, Lord. Protect us. Bring us again at the next time. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.